Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. It's a dream come true for me, ladies and gentlemen, to be able to spend time with you every weekday to talk about things that are important to both of our small businesses, mine and yours, because I'm a small business owner just exactly like you, almost exactly. And your company's probably not as weird as mine is. But anyway, you get the idea. I'm out here slaying the dragon just like you do every day, every week. Mike Stewart knows all about that, too. He's a small business owner. He helps people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's a speaker, a trainer, a consultant. The president of Stewart & Stewart, Inc. His company helps companies like yours and mine make sure that we get all the sales that we can. His book is called Close More Sales, and we count on him to help us often during the year. Mike Stewart. The other Steve. Mike Stewart, welcome back. I got some other stuff on my desk here.
Thanks, Jim.
I don't know where that came from. Hey there, Michael. How you doing?
I'm very good, Jim.
Well, you know, I don't know what gets in my head sometimes. I got so many things in my head here, Mike. Do you ever do that?
Oh, no.
You liar.
We all do that. You know,
Hey, Mike, how you doing? It's good to have you back.
Oh, geez, we're just doing great.
You know, Mike.
Life's good.
It is good, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Thank you for saying that. I'm encouraging my audience, and I even wrote a blog about this, and you'll appreciate this, I know. I'm encouraging my audience to listen to a video on YouTube of Trace Adkins. Yeah, you know, he's a country singer, and I'm not a big country fan.
I know his name, but
I'm not a big country fan, but I like some music. This is one that's really good, and the title of the song is You're Gonna Miss This.
Uh-huh.
You're Gonna Want This Back. And I worry that sometimes in 2009, we're wishing our lives away. We can't wait for this thing to be over so we can start doing, you know, everybody can get back to where we were.
We're never going to get back to where we were.
No, we're not. But even so, but Mike, we don't get to go back. This is not dress rehearsal.
This is it.
This is it. And so even the tough years, you have to say, you know, this is a year in your life. This is a time in your life. You're going to miss this. You may not want all the things that happened this year back. But you're going to want this year back if you miss it.
That's right. That's exactly right. And we're all thinking, I'm going to say we all are, there are lots of people thinking that it's going to get back like it used to be. And, Jim, I don't believe that's going to happen. You know, we're talking about a jobless recovery.
Yeah.
The economy will recover, but the jobs won't be there. And we've got to redefine so much of what we do, so much about our economy. We've got to redefine rules of engagement. We don't even know what war is anymore.
That's right.
And All of that impacts us, and I'm a small business owner. I've run 5 small businesses successfully myself, and as well as had a corporate career. And, you know, you can't just sit around and wait for something to happen.
Yep.
Now, there's no question. I've had a number of speaker friends who started out saying, you know, I just don't recognize this recession. I'm just not going to participate in it. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you don't have much choice.
Yeah.
But
that's a good attitude to tell yourself. And I've talked about that. I've said let's refuse to participate. But that didn't mean that I was denying that we had one.
No.
Just meant that that was the way I had of kicking myself in the backside and saying, you know, get out there and
make something happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're exactly right when you do that. Because we've got to take action. We can't sit around feeling sorry for ourselves, and there's a lot of that going on. And things are changing here. You know, I can't explain the stock market. I have no idea.
Well, one thing I think that's becoming clearer, and I've been saying this for a long time, for years, that people need to realize as Americans become more and more invested in the stock market, uh-huh. as they are now than they've ever been and ever before, we have to remember that the stock market is not Main Street. Wall Street is not Main Street.
No, no.
The stock market is not the U.S. economy.
Mm-mm.
Right now, the stock market has been doing well because of the earnings of companies that have, but they only have good earnings because they slashed their expenses.
Right.
They laid off millions of people and cut back on contracts with their vendors and et cetera, et cetera. And they've got earnings because of that, not because the economy's going well. And, so yet, Wall Street may be doing well up until today, but Main Street's not.
Did you see the futures? Futures are down.
Yeah.
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 So we'll see what's going to happen today.
It's going to be interesting. Mike Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, and I are going to come. We come back after these messages. We're going to talk about helping you leave the pity party for 2009. And start thinking about celebrating where we're going, wherever that is. We got to celebrate it. We got to embrace it. We got to make sure that we stake our claim to part of that. It's 20 till. Mike Stewart and I, not Steve. Mike Stewart and I will be right back.
My own, I want a dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Little Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and we're talking about and by the way, that's with the site's new. All brand, it's brand new. The same information that we've been providing you in articles and archives and other stuff. We got a new look, new little bit of different navigation. So I hope you check it out. We still got more to come. We're still working on some new stuff for you. So I hope you'll check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Mike Stewart is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust going way back to 1999. He's very soon going to celebrate a 10th anniversary with us. He's one of the top salesmanship experts in the universe. His book is called Close More Sales. Mike, a lot of people are, it seems to me, they're going into the marketplace, they're knocking on doors, and they're getting turned away, and it can get a little bit old getting turned away so much, can it, Mike?
Well, that's constant. Yeah, it does.
And so finally you wind up saying, well, you start telling yourself, well, nobody wants to buy anything.
Well, that's right. And unfortunately, I know a lot of companies that aren't even going into the marketplace knocking on doors.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting around in malaise and they're feeling sorry for themselves, I guess. I don't think they realize it.
Yeah.
But they're dying a little bit every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you've got a choice, really, is to sit around and do nothing or at least go do something.
Well, one of the things that I've been saying that's helped me, and I hope it helps other people, is I've been reminding people it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. And so, for example, if you sell pumps, for example, maybe there's nothing wrong with a pump business, but maybe you're trying to put them in the marketplace in a way that the marketplace won't accept this year. What do you think?
Oh yeah. Oh, that's
so you got to approach it a whole different way. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with your model. It's the way you're trying to penetrate the market.
That's right. And somebody's buying something.
Right.
But it's going to pick up. I mean, there's no doubt. I have no doubt that there's been a freeze on buying for lots of different companies. I mean, we've seen companies stop meetings completely. We've seen companies stop travel.
Yeah.
We've got a few clients who will not even allow their sales managers to travel to work with their salespeople in the field.
Wow.
And it's just a constant.
That's
thing.
Called starving the profit out of a business. You
yeah,
can't
it
do
is.
That.
And that's
you
that's
can't starve the profit. You can't starve the profit.
Out but of it's coming around. It's coming back.
But companies have, especially bigger companies, unlike small businesses, big companies have a lot of cash, and so they're going to start spending that money before too long.
Well, they are. But you know what? If the big company starts spending it, then it's going to filter down.
That's right. I know what you want to talk about is how do we make sure that we're poised to take advantage of that, because it's happening right now. It's starting right now.
That's right. And I've got several clients. Matter of fact, I've four. We've got meetings the rest of this month. Not a lot left, and next month. I mean, they're assertively going out there. They've eliminated some deadwood during this period. because they can afford to do that, and then they've hired new salespeople and bringing in people who really are top-notch salespeople. And they're having meetings, and they're getting the people pumped up, and they're doing a professional job. And it's not just about attitude; they're doing a professional job, Jim, of identifying their prospects and the customers that they have worked with in the past, that they have good relationships. They're maintaining those, but they're also, and this is really important, they're identifying potential customers that they don't work with, and they're making calls on them, and they're saying, you know, this thing's going to change, and when this thing changes, we're here for you 100%.
But, Mike, is that enough? I mean, you said a minute ago, and maybe in the previous segment, you said things are going to be different in the future, and I've been saying that, too. I've been telling people that 2009 is the buffer year between the way we used to do business and the way we're going to do business in 2010 forward. And so I've been saying the same thing, but can we take the things that we've learned in the last 10 years or the last 20 or 30 years, can we take those same perspectives, those same tools and strategies, can we take those same things into 2010? Do we need new stuff?
We need to do stuff. The principles don't change. And right now we have, for people who are willing to go out there and get with it, there are lots of opportunities, because there are a lot of companies out there who are not assertively maintaining relationships with their existing customers, and they're not making the calls because they're in that malaise, they're in that zone where they're not doing anything. They're making excuses instead of making calls, and their management is enabling it. And so right now, I think the best thing we can do is to get out there and establish those relationships and help people see what that future is going to be like. And, Jim, it's going to be different for I can't say for everybody, but you can't. John's not going to have the same future as Joanne's going to have. And so how you find that, it's fundamental sales. The basics don't change. And that's to meet with the business owner or the buyer, whoever you're doing business with, and do discovery. That's the heart of the sale.
Ask
and
lots
get
of questions.
Them talking about how they see the future, what their needs are going to be, and then help them, and then be there for them.
I think, Mike, that the way you and I get people to talk to us and get them to answer questions with more than just a yes or a no, I think that part hasn't changed since forever. Since you and I learned it when we were pups. But I think that the answers that we're going to be getting from now on are going to be different answers. And we've got to be prepared to respond to those answers, not just to blow over those and serve them the way we used to serve them. I think that's going to change. I'm going to get your thoughts on that when we come back after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Mike Stewart is our good friend and our guest. He'll be back with us right after this break. Stay with us.
1,000 times all you got to do is remember my life.
Here's The Who bringing us back with one of their classics from the rock opera, Tommy. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Michael Stewart. Mike Stewart is the author of Close More Sales, one of the top salesmanship experts in the entire southeastern Atlanta area. Right, Mike?
Thank you, Jim.
I'm teasing. No, I'm talking about across the galaxy, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best, as you can tell. Michael, tell us how we can get you, how we can find you online, how we can find your books, how we can use your services.
Absolutely. Stewart Sales Dynamics, Stewart, StewartSalesDynamics.com. Lots of free resources, free e-zines, free white papers, how to hire top-flight salespeople. A free report on that, and we've got
that's
lots
a big
of material
that's a big
there.
Deal right there, folks. Let's stop right there for a second, Mike. How to hire top flight salespeople? A free report. Give
yes,
us the website again, folks. You got to go get this. Go ahead.
Stewart Sales Dynamics, Stewart SalesDynamics.com.
Okay. And Michael, you're on. I know you're on LinkedIn. You're on Twitter.
Yep. Facebook.
What is your Twitter address?
I don't have that right in front of me.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll get that for you, folks. Mike, as we went to the break, we were talking about how you're going to ask, you need to ask them the same questions, the things that you learn how to ask. You need to learn how to ask this, because you still got to mine the gold out of your prospect's head, because they've got the information that you need. But I think they're going to start telling you things that are different, Mike. I think they're going to start saying, I want this. I want it this way. I want it turned upside down. I want it painted purple. I want it a certain way. And you may not have thought about that lately. And so instead of just blowing right by that and giving them what you already thought you were going to give them, you got to listen, don't you, Mike?
You never know. You're like a carpenter when you go into a house that's got problems. You never know what you're going to find. You just have to be skilled in using the tools, and whatever comes up as a problem, then you're prepared to fix it. But you've got to listen, and you've got to ask questions. And Jim, if it's okay, let me say that I think a lot of the people that we're talking to are going to need a lot of help and support, because it's going to be different.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, if they think it's going to be back the way it used to be and they can't wait to fill all these slots.
That ain't happening.
And that ain't going to happen. And it's going to be very difficult for a lot of people, especially independent entrepreneurs, to accept this and to accept the way that it is. They're going to be frustrated because they can't get it back the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to need somebody to support them and to be there with them and to help them say and accept the fact it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can do with what we got.
Well, Mike's right, folks. I encourage you to find somebody. Mike's one of the guys that can do that, but there are other people out there too. Maybe a peer group that you're working with. Find somebody. Talk about some of these ideas. But I really think that Mike, that from today forward, that people ought to enter the marketplace saying, okay, I need to be prepared to be surprised at what I find. I need to be prepared to hear something today that's going to jolt me, that's going to change the way I think about the way I'm going, but that information is going to help me get ready for the future. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. You know, I couldn't agree more. It's just going to be different. I see no way in the world it's going to go back to the way it used to be. And, you know, we've seen it coming for a long time. Sales, for example, the internet is changing the way we do sales.
Yep.
And has been for a long time, but it's all catching up with.
How are some changes you've seen?
Well, one of the main things is that customers often know more about the products and the applications than the salespeople calling on.
Customers are in control
always have been, but they're even more so now.
Yeah.
And I think you'll see more direct sales via the internet rather than face to face. And you know, we see a lot more sales just because of the logistics of the thing. I call it the new paradigm. You know, salespeople have got to deal with a volume of prospects. Email is going to be a much bigger part of it and continues to grow, as is telephone.
But also texting, Mike. I heard a story about an old guy like you and me who couldn't get a young prospect, a decision maker, to make a decision, and he emailed him the proposal, and he emailed him a response to try to get him to see what he could find out, and he left message on his voicemail. A kid never called him back, never emailed him back.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, "Won't you text him?" He texted him. He got back with him in 45 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
you got to know how they want to be reached, don't you?
That's exactly right. I'm not doing much texting right now. Are you?
I'm not much, but I'm telling you, these are the kinds of things that's got to be discovered. This is the new stuff, Mike, isn't it?
Yep, that sure is.
It's going to be discovered. Hey,
absolutely.
Mike, give us that website one more time. Folks, I want you to go there today. Go ahead.
StuartSalesDynamics.com.
You won't regret going there. Thanks, Mike, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks to me.
Quick break. Actually, going to be gone for just a few minutes right after the news. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.